2 months into protests against Israel's policies in targeting Palestinians, on Thursday, many Palestinians refused to go to work, leaving their stores and commercial centers closed. The strike was planned after the death of 16-year-old Ibrahim Daoud, who died due to injuries he sustained at the hands of the Israeli military 2 weeks ago. Many young Palestinians are now calling for further resistance against the Israeli aggression and a more massive uprising or intifada against the Israeli regime.
The situation we are in is very difficult. The youth are sick of it, and that's why they go out to protest. We are just getting killed. We need to organize. This is not a situation anyone can live under. Everyone needs to mobilize. Palestine, in the end, is on the map and will stay on the map.
On the other hand, older Palestinians who are witnessing the current wave of protests with some nostalgia recall the days of the first Intifada, wishing the current popular protests continue.
Every day we open the television, we see the youth protesting against the occupation at the hotspots. We remember the first Intifada with all its beautiful memories. We also remember how the stones that the Palestinian protesters threw were able to mobilize the people on the streets, the world and the international conscience to stand by the rights of the Palestinian people.
The current wave of protests is still ongoing across the Palestinian West Bank and Al-Quds, with more Palestinians being killed each day. The Israeli military has intensified its crackdowns on the Palestinians in recent weeks with no clear end in sight to its use of deadly force.
The general strike is an expression of anger by the Palestinians who are leaving their streets and commercial centers empty. This as the bereaved Palestinians are mourning the death of their loved ones who were killed by Israeli military forces. Hamad Hamail for Press TV, occupied Ramallah.